Aaron Flint.
Hey, what a great Freedom Friday. This is the Friday before Christmas. Great to have our friend George Blackard with us here. First off, George, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and thanks for being with us here once again.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Aaron. It's great to be here. I'm excited. Christmas is almost here, and I love this time of year.
You remind me of one of the voices that Robin Williams would use when he played Adrian Cronauer on Good Morning Vietnam. You're like the field artillery guy now because of all that wind out there. Like, hey, good morning. It's good to be with you. What's going on out there? Were you in the field artillery? No, it's just windy.
You know, that is funny, yeah, because I am driving right now. I didn't make it to the office in time. So,
hey, that's all right. That's all right.
It is windy for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, I thought we could start with, I know you got some stories you want to get to. I got some stories I can get to, but we got a bunch of great messages that are coming in on the Montana Talks app here. I don't know if you've been following these big stories, these big national stories about the shooting at Brown University and then the MIT professor who was killed. Some folks would have just heard about both stories maybe in their national news update that just played. But Tim and Savage says this. So we go from the two shootings are not connected, and even though we have 800 cameras, we have no leads, to all of a sudden, homeless dude breaks the case and the same shooter in both situations. And then Tim says, and people wonder why I don't trust the media or the government.
Yeah, well, it's just smart not to trust the media or the government. That's just good policy.
Question everything, right? Yeah, question everything. Even question us. If you know, we're not always going to get things right. And even if we do, like, hey, it's still okay to raise good questions. That's why we love taking your phone calls. Another message came in, speaking of the wind. Mark in Billings. Aaron, have you by chance? Oh, this was from yesterday. But anyway, it was a question about power outages and when things can get back online. Yeah, check with Northwestern Energy's website, or if you're an electric co-op member, if you are still in a power outage situation. And usually they have pretty good maps on their websites and will share any information they possibly can. George, here's another good message. This one came in from Pug in Belgrade. So this was in the news this morning. A guy who was on the Montana Heritage Commission just got sentenced to 10 years in prison for misappropriating funds. And so Pug in Belgrade says, so the guy with the Montana Heritage Commission gets 10 years. How much time do you think any of the liberal idiots in Minnesota will get for fraudulently wasting over $2 billion taxpayer dollars? I would bet no time. George, that's probably a pretty safe bet there.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath, that's for sure. You know, hopefully some people will pay for that, because this goes deep. And like they say, it could even go all the way to Congress. And, you know, those people need to pay for that. And they need to pay according to the law. And that's all I'm asking for. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to hold my breath, though.
Yeah. And now they're saying it's more than $2 billion. $18 billion of total government payouts in Minnesota. And they think maybe half of that was fraudulent within these Somali migrant communities, et cetera. All right. Hold that thought. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
It's December 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Look for an Evergreen Day. Established by the National Arborist Association for people to appreciate the beauty of these trees outside the confines of merely being bedecked with glittering lights and ornaments. On this day in 2019, the earliest fossilized trees, 386 million years old, are found in a quarry in Cairo, New York. A study published in Current Biology. In 2016, the Electoral College votes 304 to 227 to nominate Donald Trump for president over the objections of seven faithless electors. On this same day, a truck slams into a Christmas market in Berlin, Germany, killing 12, injuring 48. Born on this day in 1906, Leonid Brezhnev, the leader of the Communist Soviet Union for 18 years. Polina Gretzky, born on this day in 1988. She's the daughter of ice hockey legend Wayne Gretzky and Janet Jones. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, it was the assistant U.S. attorney investigating the Somali fraud scandal in Minnesota. I think he was the one who talked about how this may just be the tip of the iceberg. This near $2 billion with a B in fraud in Minnesota that whistleblowers have said Tim Walz knew about and refused to do anything about, that may be just the tip of the iceberg. It is that assistant U.S. attorney in Minnesota who is now saying that there's upwards of $18 billion in welfare payments and other government programs that have gone out in Minnesota. And they think, they're estimating now that, George, that maybe half of that $18 billion is all been wiped out with fraud.
Wow. Well, you know, think about it. We I don't think we got really close, but that guy could have been our vice president. I mean, yeah. He's inept. He's proven that he can't lead a state, let alone a nation. And this right here, they are so afraid to say anything about illegal aliens or whatever, immigrants, whatever they want to call them. They're so afraid to say anything about it that they'll let this stuff just go on right under their nose.
Yeah, Bev, $18 billion has been paid out in 14 programs flagged as high risk for fraud in Minnesota since 2018. This is the first assistant U.S. attorney, Joe Thompson. Now, Chip Roy, Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas, he said he puts these numbers into context. The country of Somalia's entire gross domestic product is $13 billion. Exposure to Somali fraud in one state alone, $18 billion. So there is more potential fraud just in the state of Minnesota alone than the entire country's budget, or their entire GDP. Forget the government's budget. The entire GDP of the country of Somalia.
Yeah, and, you know, something has to be done, and I think with this being out there and all the other things that are cropping up and showing up, it's crazy how liberal Democrats still, they don't care. They don't care about this. And all, just like the governor of, or the mayor of Minneapolis and all these other people, they don't care. They're just praising the Somali population in their towns. And, you know, I don't know what it takes to get them riled up about something. Well, wait, I do. Let it be Trump's idea and they get riled up about it. You know, I tell you, it's insane. But just like the example of when, you know, President Trump said you shouldn't take Tylenol when you're pregnant, and suddenly you have all these women that are pregnant on social media taking handfuls of Tylenol just to prove him wrong. I mean, that's their mentality. So it's no wonder they don't care about this. They just don't.
Well, and look, it used to be in the history of legal immigration in America, so many incredible immigrant families came to this country the right way, the legal way, for opportunity. They just wanted to work and save and build up their family's future. They didn't come here. They came here to be free, not to get stuff for free. But the Democrats love importing the third world's problems into America and then making them dependent on government programs. Over half of the illegal aliens, I think 60%+ of illegal aliens in this country, have been consuming, you know, some version of taxpayer handouts while they're here in this country illegally. But the Democrats love this. They want to import people in from the third world, get them dependent on government benefits, because if you're dependent on the government instead of providing for yourself, well, then what do you have to do? you have to vote for the party that supports those big government spending programs.
Oh, yeah. And these people don't care about our government, our country, if it fails or not. They don't care. It's better than where they came from. But the crazy thing is they try and turn it into exactly what they came from. It just doesn't make any sense. And if somebody comes to this country and they don't accept it for what it is and assimilate to our way of life, then they shouldn't be here.
That's right. Speaking of illegal aliens, George, it sounds like you saw the news headline, the latest update on that judge. Where was that? Was that in Wisconsin where you had this liberal judge had a criminal in her court and she tried to hide him from ICE? She ushered him out the back door of the courthouse so that he couldn't be detained by ICE. And now apparently she's being detained herself.
Yeah, that was Judge Dugan. You know, that was just a crazy thing. It just goes to show you, though, and this is what I've been talking about for the last few months. Just because you're a judge doesn't mean you're intelligent or that you even follow the law. But that was in Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County. I can't remember. It must be Wisconsin. Yep. And, you know, here she is. She's trying to hide this guy as ICE is trying to do their job. And, you know, I'm glad that they found her guilty. But her defense team says, they didn't find her guilty on both charges. So we're sure we're going to get this overturned. And you know what? They might. And that'll be a miscarriage of justice if they do.
Well, when you have, you know, liberal populations that elect liberal judges like her in the first place, there's a high likelihood that they're going to let her off with her crimes, unfortunately, because there's just people that don't believe in justice or accountability in these cities. Unfortunately, they voted for it and they will not enforce the law when given the opportunity. They're deliberately undermining the law. All right, back right after this. Plus, phone lines are open for you.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
It'd be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's get to some good news here on this Freedom Friday as well, starting with your Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth.
1776. As you know, our great nation was founded in the crucible of revolution in that year. Now, as we enter the Christmas season some 250 years later, we are proud to provide 1776 with a whole new modern meaning for our joint force. As he announced to the nation last night, thanks to President Trump's unwavering commitment to our warriors and the provisions provided in the One Big Beautiful Bill, more than 1.45 million service members will, in the coming days, receive a one-time tax-free bonus of $1,776. This has never happened before. Every member of our military, E1 to 06.
Anyway, the Secretary of War continues there, but just wanted to give our listeners out there a little taste of what the Secretary of War had to say about this. George, I think they're calling it, is it the warrior dividend? Yeah, the tax-free, by the way, warrior dividend. I was joking with you during the break. Could you imagine if a young E3, George Blackard, just got a $1,776 check right before Christmas? Man, you would be whooping it up this weekend.
Well, I'm telling you, I made $900 a month before taxes back then. And so that's 2 months' pay right there. That is nuts.
This could be a wild weekend in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, Columbus, Georgia. God. My goodness, they're going to have some Christmas parties now.
I'm sure it's already started. But, you know, the cool thing about this is they are going to go spend that money. And, you know, they're going to spend it out in their communities, and a lot of people are going to benefit from this. It's not just them getting the money. It's all the shops and businesses around that base that are going to benefit from that extra money. So, you know, this is, it's going to have a, well, like they say, a trickle down effect.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I think of it like a Christmas bonus for the troops, and it's just so cool. What a, especially that it's just such a nice surprise, and, you know, they had to put up with the Democrats' government shutdown and the uncertainty that created, and it's going to be hard on families. But now to get this Christmas bonus, just a huge deal. You know, the wife can get maybe that couch that she's been wanting to get, or you can, you know, you can really take care of your kids this Christmas who you've spent time away from so much over your career, or like you say, you're one of those young soldiers or sailors or whatever, or Marines, and now you can, you know, you got a little money to go do something nice or make a little trip this Christmas.
Well, maybe you're buying name brand diapers for the babies. I mean, here's the thing. I can hear the liberals now saying, well, they knew what they signed up for. They knew they were taking a job that was dangerous and didn't pay very much, and they don't deserve that. And, you know, when you said something over the break about some liberal said, well, it's not that much money, trying to make Trump look bad, like, well, he doesn't really care. It's not that much money. But if it were Democrats giving it to liberals, it wouldn't be enough money. See, oh, we got to give them more than that. So,
yeah,
you know,
I forget where I saw it. It was a liberal commentator on like MSNBC or CNN. And she's like, well, it isn't that much money. And I'm like, wow, could you be more of an elitist? $1,776 is a lot of cash for most Americans. You had such a great response. But if it was money going to the Somalis in Minnesota, they would say that it wasn't enough. And I think you were exactly spot on.
Needs to be more. Yeah, they wouldn't be saying it in a way to try and make Trump look bad. They'd be saying it in a way to say, make Republicans look bad because they're not buying into this program of giving away all this money. So I just think that it's they're clutching pearls and they're wringing their hands. And I just see it every day. And I tell you what I love is I know Trump says some pretty crazy, ridiculous things and even does a few ridiculous things. But you can tell when he's trolling them every time and they buy it at hook, line, and sinker. When he's like, well, I'm going to rename this after me, or I'm going to do this. The only reason he does that is to make them mad. That's crazy.
Well, and to expose them and to point out the hypocrisy of it. You actually remind me, I got an email yesterday, and I thought I had printed it up. Let me see. I don't know why I'm spacing the name of the person. I can see his face, but I don't know why I'm spacing the name of the – oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. I found it. Okay. Roger Koopman. A former Republican legislator in Bozeman. I don't think he's ever been a fan of Trump, you know, because I've seen some of his articles, and I like Roger a lot, don't get me wrong, but I just think he's kind of one of those anti-Trumpers out there that you'll get from time to time in the GOP. He sent me this email yesterday. He says, if I were writing a book on the Trump presidency, I think I would entitle it From the Swamp to the Sewer. And then he said this. He says, you are aware of Trump's commentary on the Rob Reiner murders, and you probably listened to his address to the nation last night. Were you aware of this? And he shared me this story about how, I don't know if you saw this, but you know where they have all of the photos of the various presidents in the White House? Well,
oh yeah.
Well, Trump's team has now put little biographical descriptions under each president's name, and let's just say it puts Barack Obama and others in a not so positive light. And you know, in my knee-jerk reaction when I got the email from Roger Koopman was like, okay, so Trump said some things you don't like about the Rob Reiner murders. Okay, so Trump is mocking Barack Obama. You know what? In the list of things for me to be offended by, those are nowhere near the top of the list, George. In fact, what Obama did to help be part of the coup attempt against the United States of America with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax is far more offensive than some little plaque underneath his photograph in the White House, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing to you Earl Clutchers, those little plaques will come down when the next president gets in there. So, you know, he lives in that place, and that he's pretty much free to do what he wants to do in there. So just get over it. They'll come down when the next president's in there. And, you know, Rob Reiner, I don't know if you've ever listened to any of his stuff. He is very critical, and not in even a intelligently nice way. The guy was very smart. I'll give him that. But he was mean and said horrible things. People think Trump says bad stuff. I mean, he wished death on people. And just, you know, I don't care what anybody says about him. I'm not going to say anything like that about him. But it should be pointed out, and people should recognize the truth that, you know, he wasn't a saint by any means.
Well, so, that's the thing. Like, okay, so. You weren't offended by anything that's said about Trump, and some of the nastiest, most vicious things that were said about Trump, or the fact that somebody literally shot President Trump in the ear, tried to get him in the head. But very offended when Trump doesn't say nice things about the people that are so vicious and nasty to him. I mean, I get where Roger's coming from, and, you know, doesn't like that. But to me, that is the strategy that President Trump and his team are using to expose how awful Joe Biden and Barack Obama undermined this country and undermined the presidency. And I think he's using things like this plaque and other things like that to expose this.
Yeah,
go ahead, George.
Well, and see, that's the thing. He's exposing things that need to be exposed. But now it's so bad that even the mainstream media, the legacy media, are coming out and starting to confirm things that all of us already knew, but it's so obvious they can't pretend it didn't happen anymore. And that's the crazy thing is, you know, he is dragging this stuff out. And when the mainstream media starts confirming everything we already knew, you know, it's saying something.
So, George, there's a couple of other things I wanted to get to you. Another very good news, Freedom Friday patriotic update. Jared Isaacman confirmed as the administrator for NASA. So he's going to be our space leader, if you want to look at it that way, the administrator of NASA. And Jared Isaacman has a lot of Montana connections. In fact, he's got a hangar full of his incredible SpaceX Polaris Dawn mission fighter jets right in Bozeman, Montana. If you've seen his fighter jets, that's him flying overhead oftentimes in Bozeman. He is the new head of NASA. So I want to get to that story. But first, George, I got a great caller on the line I'm going to get to here in a second. I had an email. This came in Monday right after the show wrapped up, and it was a listener in Roundup, also an American Legion member, and was saying, hey, can you mention something on the show? And I said, well, I can, but I'd rather have you call into the show and mention it. And, hey, maybe you can call in on Freedom Friday and mention it.
Yeah,
why not, right? So anyway, let's go to it. We've got Lynn Lips in Roundup on the phone lines right now. Lynn, thanks for calling in. And, what did you want us to share with our listeners?
Hey, good morning, guys. First, I want to thank you guys for your service, first and foremost, and also having me on the program.
Well, thanks for your service.
Thank you. I'm up here in Roundup, and we got about 56 members, I believe, but, you know, we got about 500 possible members in the county, and we're meeting in the basement of an old county building, and we just really need to have a place where we can call our own and meet when we want to and not have a certain time. And, you know, I know you guys are aware of all the good stuff that the American Legion does, you know, like, well, first, the big one, the suicide prevention, of course, the Be the One program. And, you know, that's really hard to meet with people. Maybe they don't want to open up in front of their families at home, or maybe a bar is not the best place to be to talk about that.
Yeah.
And,
So I'll tell you what, Lynn, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here. But, yeah, Lynn Lips in Roundup, they're raising money right now to get their own building, to get their own facility for the American Legion Muscle Shell Post 18 in Roundup. Stand by, Lynn. We'll come back to you right after the break.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here, Freedom Friday, with our good friend George Blackard and a nice Freedom Friday caller on the phone lines as well. Yeah, I got a message from Lynn Lips in Roundup, a member of the American Legion Muscle Shell Post 18, saying this: we are in desperate need of a building to meet in, as we are currently in the basement of a county building. We have 56 members out of approximately 500 possible veterans in our county. Most potential vets don't join for a lack of a facility. I'm sure you know of the work the Legion does, such as suicide prevention, flag raisings, funerals, flags at the cemeteries on Memorial Day, Boys and Girls State for students, welfare and assistance for the community. We have 10 acres, and we'd like to break ground in the spring. We have enough for groundwork to start. We are approximately $250,000 short. Our bake sales and gun raffles help, but our funds grow slowly. So Lynn, it sounds like, look, if anybody can come forward here with some end-of-the-year charitable giving and help you guys out, you're making some big progress on breaking ground on this new facility.
Yes, our Muscle Shell County Commissioners, Mike Goffney, Bob Pankritz, Mike Turley, they've graciously donated some ground for us, and we're in the process of getting that all legal paper work done, and we've got a lot of people lined up to kind of help us. We've got some guys wanting to do the groundwork for us, and we've got some cement companies, offering to bring cement at costs and to save us some money, things like that. We've got a electrician that would hook things up for the price of the material. So we're getting, a lot of donations in the form of work, but, we need to order a structure and pay for that, basically.
That's right. Cash can help. And then what's the best way for folks to help out right now if they can help out?
We have a building account at Valley Federal Credit Union here in Roundup. And so they can just call them, talk to it, and it can go straight to our building fund.
Perfect. And it is a 501c3, so if you're looking for how to maximize your charitable giving at the end of the year, a great way to do it.
Yes.
Well, Lynn, thanks so much. Thanks very much for calling in. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for your service. Great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. George, you've done so much with the American Legion over the years yourself as well. And so, yeah, what do you want to tell our listeners across the state?
Well, that's a good bunch of people up there in Roundup. They do a really good job, and I know that they could do so much more if they did have that facility. I've been in that situation, and I know what that feeling's like, and I would love to see everybody, if everybody kicked in a little bit, they could get to that goal. So that's a great cause. And, so often American Legion posts like that, this isn't just their post. I mean, a lot of times it's a community use facility. It gives different people a place to go meet. And sometimes, you kick in a little bit. Sometimes it's free. I don't know what their plan is, but it's definitely an asset to the community. So I'd encourage everyone to kick in what they can on that.
All right. 406-294-0970 is the number for you if you got something you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday. George, before I get to another topic, do you got something you want to get to?
Well, there's been so many things flying around out there. I kind of mentioned to you during the break about somebody pulled up this old bill from 1986 and said, Chuck Schumer, he authorized the tax on these drug boats. Well, he didn't. They were grandstanding, and that's not exactly what that bill that he did back then was. It was a drug abuse bill. But it just kind of goes to show you that there's so much out there that you can't believe. You just have to really pay attention, and you have to look things up. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And as much as you want it to be true, a lot of times it's probably not. So just, you know, make sure you're looking this stuff up.
Well, and that's important, because if you share bad information on your own social media feeds, well, why are you sharing information? You're sharing information because you want to help your country. You want to help your state. You want to help inform people, and you want to sway people, and you want to, you know, sway them to your worldview. Well, if they find that you share bad information, then they're going to assume that the rest of your information can't be trusted. So that's why it's important that you just double check this stuff, because now, the one thing that you can verify, though, because it's on video, Joe Biden back in the, I think it was 89, was on video basically saying that they should be going after these narco terrorists on, you know, in their own homes, in their own places, et cetera. So that one you can confirm. But, yeah, let's see. Back into the phone lines we go. We've got Roy in Belgrade. Listening to 1450 KMMS. Roy, what's on your mind on this Freedom Friday? Thanks for the call.
Well, it was mentioned earlier that these travelers from Minnesota were taking suitcases of cash on planes headed towards Somalia. What happened to the confiscation of funds when they figured you two had too many dollars on you? And why was the TSA, does that make the TSA complicit in transporting that money, as well as the airlines that did it?
You know, good question. Yeah, George, unfortunately, I've never been in the position of having suitcases of cash myself to know. But I know when you fill out the customs forms, because even when you're a service member coming home from overseas, you fill out these, you know, customs forms. Hey, how many fruits and vegetables do you got in your bags? You know, and then they're like, are you carrying more than blank amounts of cash? I don't know if that's just a customs enforcement on the inbound side, or if TSA would flag that. Hey, we got a suitcase full of cash here. Are you familiar with how that all works?
You know, I'm not real familiar with that, but here's what I'll tell you, and what I suspect is somebody somewhere in the government at some level said, hey, you need to not be harassing these people. Do not harass these people. Because we have plenty of politicians, including potentially a member of Congress, and Ilhan Omar, that's kind of involved in this. And so who knows what kind of directives were passed down. And, you know, I think that stuff all needs to come out. That's a great question, and we need an answer for that.
Yeah, very good question there, Roy. Roy, thanks for the call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. Let me do a quick double check on our messages on the Montana Talks app as well. Actually, in the meantime, let me go to this. So I mentioned another good news Freedom Friday update for you here. Jared Isaacman confirmed as the NASA administrator. He will be heading up NASA. And, yeah, he's the guy who was the Polaris Dawn mission commander. George, I don't know if you remember the Polaris Dawn, but basically SpaceX Polaris Dawn, they did the first ever commercial spacewalk. Jared Isaacman was the mission commander for that. And remember, they trained for that mission right here in Montana, because Jared's got a whole hangar full of these incredible fighter jets right there in Bozeman. And I had his mission pilot, Kid Petit, on the show, and that's how I got to know who Jared Isaacman was. And, yeah, he's the new head of NASA, and he's good buddies with Senator Tim Sheehy. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that is great. You know, Montana's got some really cool people in our midst here that most people don't even know about that are around, that we bump into every day. So that is very cool. And, you know, the sad part about this, Aaron, he should have been confirmed back in, March.
Yeah.
You know, but look at all these dozens and dozens of people that the Democrats just don't want us to succeed. So they weren't confirming people, and this is wrong. This one's
a little different. As much as I love blaming the Democrats, this one is actually, unfortunately, he got caught in the crossfire between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, because Jared Isaacman is very close to Elon Musk, and so then he got caught in the crossfire. But Senator Tim Sheehy, this is actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because to me, this makes Senator Sheehy even cooler, because you can tell he believes in this leave no soldier behind concept. And he really felt like Jared Isaacman was done wrong, that he's a good man, that he's the right fit to lead NASA into the future. And so he fought. I mean, he even fought some folks in the Trump administration to get Jared Isaacman back in the confirmation process. And so that's the only reason he was confirmed.
Right. And you're right. I didn't I might have been a little out of context there, but still, that is another problem that we're facing, is, you know,
not confirming
people, you know. But yeah, good luck to him. I think it's great. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I got a message. I think this must be our Marine Corps friend, because the name on the app is from Crayon Eater in Billings. So he's got a Blazing Saddles reference for us. So stand by. We'll get to the Blazing Saddles reference right after this.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
And when I give you numbers and statistics, you've got to pay attention to this. All of this could have been prevented. I have been on these airwaves and I've been on TV regularly warning people that what Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas have done to this country has put every American at risk. They have allowed into our country known terrorists, known murderers, rapists, other violent criminals, cartel members, gang members, drug dealers, and it's a matter of when, not if, there's going to be tragedies. This is one of them. And then when we look very specifically at the case of the vetting in terms of allowing these Afghan nationals.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. And God bless America.
Okay. Fox Country.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Morgan Wallen is having a banner year.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses.
Three of his songs became a member of the Spotify Billion Streams Club. Whiskey Glasses, Last Night, and I Had Some Help. He was also named Billboard's Top Artist of 2025. And now, he's the Recording Industry Association of America's highest certified country artist. Influential Texas singer-songwriter Joe Ely, passing away this week at the age of 78. He helped define progressive country music. He co-founded the Flatlanders and eventually went solo with a sound that mixed country, folk, rock, and roots influences. He died at his home in New Mexico of complications from Parkinson's disease, Lewy body dementia, and pneumonia. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, great guest joining us for the program, former State Senator Keith Regeer out of Kalispell. He is the chairman of this newly formed Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission. I'm very much interested in hearing more about this. Okay, George, from the Crayon Eater in Billings, he says, let's see how Timmy and the rest of Minnesota try and blame President Trump for the $18 billion gone during Timmy's 8 years in as the governor. Apparently, that's a Blazing Saddles reference, but I'm forgetting that one there. So
well, that was a South Park reference.
Timmy. Okay, Timmy. I was going to say Blazing. See, I would have thought South Park. I would have not have thought of the Blazing Saddles with that one. Okay,
well,
I appreciate
it's funny because. He texted me the picture from Blazing Saddles, which is funny because if you remember, Mel Brooks is sitting there with the paddle ball game, and he's trying to hit it, and he says, "Why do I always get the bent one?" Because he can't hit it. So you know, it's funny. I get that, but you know, he often texts me while we're on the air, and sometimes. It's hard to concentrate.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that because I will hear you. You and I will be talking about something, and I'll hear you, and you're talking, and then you're like, you're like laughing while you're talking, and starting to stutter a little bit. That's why, like, I used to be so bad about every time a message would come in, every time something would come into my email, I was looking at it. But then I was like, okay, I need to stop getting so easily distracted while I'm in the middle of talking live on the air because it was just having me stuttering way too much. And so that finally helped. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait till the break. I'm just going to put this stuff aside for a moment here.
No, it's easy to do. Yeah, you know, you had sent me a message last week after the show that John and I did. And I just wanted to say thanks to those couple of listeners that had nice words to say. That's kind of nice, you know, like that. So over on X, I thought that was really nice. That made my day. So appreciate that.
Who was that on X? But they were just saying, "Oh, I loved George Blackard on," because they're friends of John Jackson on X, and they live in another state. But then they tune into the show when John was on, and then they got to hear you. And yeah, I joked. I said, you and John Jackson, it's like fire and whiskey. You know, John brings the heat, and then you got that smooth Southern drawl. Even though I never thought of
as
being Southern, but.
Well, we had a lot of fun, and you know, we had a caller from New York, and you can tell that he has some followers from all over the country because they do send messages in and stuff, and that's fun. That makes it a lot of fun. You and I used to get a guy from, was it South Carolina or North Carolina, and one from Florida that called in all the time.
Oh, probably Captain Bruce. He was my J2X commander when I was on a deployment in East Africa. Great guy. He'll message us all the time on the app as well. And then the Carolina caller, that might have been, I don't know why I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but Tom Balick, who actually lived in Lewistown, was a Tea Party leader in Lewistown and then moved back to the Carolinas. I think he would call every now and then as well. So, George, before we run out of time, earlier this week, the 250th birthday of the Bill of Rights. So anyway, wanted to give that a mention. Go to fee.org. Lawrence Reed did some incredible write-ups about the 250th birthday of the Bill of Rights.
Oh, absolutely. This is an exciting year, Aaron, from now all the way to July 4th, well, through next year. It's exciting, and I hope everybody can kind of put some of their differences down and enjoy this unprecedented birthday for our country. It's amazing.
I never saw this clip, but do you remember Hollywood Squares? Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
This was how the comedian, well, let me just play the clip. This is a comedian, Paul, is it Lind or Lindy? Anyway, here's
Lind, Paul Lind.
Okay, here you go.
Pride, anger, covetousness, I can never say that, lust, gluttony, envy, and sloth are collectively known as what?
Oh, the Bill of Rights.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Emma and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.